Hi, this is Andrew, and I'm here with your daily Nerd Devo. Anytime a new movie is nearing completion, movie companies release trailers, and often the first one is meant to get you more hyped up about the characters coming back. The second trailer release is designed to actually orient you and get you invested in the story. Now, some movie studios have historically been pretty spoilery in their trailers. You can more or less identify the major plot twist in the movie from the second trailer. However, other companies are more clever in how they go about trailers. Marvel Studios is excellent at trailers. Frequently, all of the content released via Marvel trailers ends up being covered in the first 15 minutes of the movie, meaning that none of the plot twists are spoiled. And sometimes, because things are still changing even as the trailer is being cut and the movie is still being finalized, there are things that appear in the trailers that never appear in the final version of the film. And the most obvious example I can think of for this was for Avengers Infinity War. One of the most famous scenes from the trailer to the movie was an action shot of Hulk, Captain America, and the other Avengers sprinting directly forward towards the camera. It was a great shot, and one that never happened. In fact, it deliberately threw people off the trail, because the Hulk never appeared in the movie outside of the first few minutes, besides a few scenes where Banner and Hulk are having a Gollum-esque disagreement. But the fan expectations set up by that scene laid the grounds for a huge surprise when the movie came out. Now, sometimes, as Christians, we try to anticipate God's kingdom to come. I mean, we pray it straight out of the Lord's Prayer. Lord, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. But the Bible at times can be pretty sketchy about what heaven or other things are actually like. The images we picture sometimes, pearly gates, clouds, may have more to do with Dante's Divine Comedy than the actual Bible. So we need to be careful not to read too far into passages talking about the age to come. They're trailers. And building theology off trailers can sometimes lead us down wrong paths. Now, that's not to say we can't anticipate it and act like kingdom citizens today. The Apostle Peter states in the second chapter of his first epistle, "Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." We can anticipate Christ's kingdom on earth by being true representatives. Not by trying to construct trailer theology, but by getting on with the business of actually being conformed to Christ. By living out the hard words of Christ in life. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad, to continue the conversation. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember, to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.